I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Welcome to the Daily Doctor's Kitchen with me, your host, Dr. Rupi. I'm a medical doctor and cookbook author, and the Daily Doctor's Kitchen is a series of bite-sized nuggets of information all to do with food, nutritional medicine, and healthy living taken from my main podcast, the Doctor's Kitchen Podcast. And if you want to learn how to eat well every day, check out my free recipes, books, newsletter, and download the app at thedoctorskitchen.com. Snacking is something I get asked about a lot, whether we should be snacking, and with the influx of healthy quote-unquote snacks on supermarket shelves, you'd be forgiven for thinking that healthy snacking was something that should be encouraged. The crux of it is giving your gut a rest and allowing your blood sugars to come back to baseline in between meals is something that should be encouraged. And it's something that we've, again, from an evolutionary perspective, become adapted to do. So that's something I recommend. I don't think snacking should be encouraged on a daily basis. If you eat meals that have adequate amounts of fiber, quality fats like nuts and seeds, and plant-based protein or largely plant-based protein, you will feel fuller for longer and you will not need to snack. The only instance where I believe snacking is something that may need to be used is if you are a pro athlete and you need to keep your calories up because you're burning so much throughout the day from the amount of exercise that you're doing. But for most people, snacking is usually out of boredom or, for me, temptation. When I'm on the wards or when I'm working in A&E, I'm constantly bombarded with sweets, and I'm sure a lot of people have the same issues when working either from home because there's so much stuff in our cupboards to tempt us, or in office environments as well. The one time I would say it's quite important to be firmer when it comes with snacking is after your main meal. One little hack that I try and do is brushing my teeth straight after my main meal, so I avoid the temptation to snack in the evenings, because snacking or any food too close to bedtime can interfere with the natural interplay of hormones that allow us to achieve quality sleep, namely melatonin. It's something that is colloquially known as the sleepy hormone, but it has a number of different roles in the body. An anti-inflammatory role, an antioxidant role. So it's really important to make sure that we're giving ourselves quality sleep by not eating too late at night. There is certainly a market for healthier snacks, so whole nuts and seeds, small amounts of dry fruit because they do contain a lot of sugar as well, and even dried legumes like chickpeas and peas. But for the most of us, we don't need to snack every single day. There are a number of different studies that kind of made my eyebrows raise, actually, because they demonstrated quite clearly that if you graze throughout the whole day, you have small meals multiple times a day, that can be detrimental compared to having three meals spread out across the day with no snacking in between. They demonstrated, using a randomized controlled trial, that independent of calories, i.e. whether the two interventions were calorie controlled, there were no differences in energy, those that included grazing throughout the whole day with snacks suggested that they had more incidence of liver fat and a greater incidence of obesity compared to those who spaced out their meals in 2 or 3 meals throughout a 24-hour period. That's just one study looking at why snacking might not be a good option. So my overall guidance, rather than a rule, is to avoid snacking between meals if possible, and where snacking is needed, i.e. you are absolutely starving or you haven't had a proper meal, then go for whole plant-based foods where possible. I hope you enjoyed today's Daily Doctor's Kitchen. The Doctor's Kitchen podcast is where I discuss multiple topics around nutritional medicine and well-being with experts and researchers from around the globe. And you can find me on social media at doctors_kitchen. Sign up for free recipes every single week at thedoctorskitchen.com. And don't forget to download the app. I'm Dr. Rupi. Have a beautiful day.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.